minutes up to the time. Philosophy. So me a say, baby, you know, love is a symbol of eternity. Hey!
I see you every day. Notice your smile and your thugged-out way. Usually not attracted so intensely to a man your type. But your mystery intrigues me. Let me show you what I'm like. Ooh, in a dream you're here next to me. I'm making your every fantasy come true in my dreams. I'm with you. Ooh, in a dream you're here next to me. I'm making your every fantasy come true in my dreams. I'm with you.
When I think about the possibility of you ending up me. I get all flushed and wonder why. So infatuated with a guy or so uncomparable. I'm gonna make my move. I'm gonna make my move. I'm gonna let you know that I'm feeling you.
Lifeline, and you want me number one priority. Take the vows and give me bride for a lifetime. That is the first bond of society. I am yours and you're mine to the very last moments of eternity. Let's walk by faith and not by sight, and make honesty the best policy. Be faithful and true to me, and I will never leave you. That's truthfully, yeah. Oh, here is loyalty. Yeah, me queen, so me treat her with such royalty. Destiny controls your destiny. Time reveals what's best for you and best for me. And it said, you got me hypnotized. Me see your life with you, and me see my kids in your eyes.
The realest song.
This is a prayer to the Father. Guide my steps as you sit on your throne. Show me the way to get me food and me water. And do not make me go jump out if you them own. Holy for people make bad mind take them over. Cause them a try to face it all alone. So me a call upon the strength of the Father to help me for work for me own. Keep bad mind out of my heart. Keep negative out of my thoughts. Every day, keep my mind out of my heart. Keep negative.
sex for bad mind and need a man. Help me use the strength and try find a better plan. This time me sick, I wish me did have somebody life. Help me free my own life and try to set it right, yeah. Me no want to free nobody for them things. Help me to go out there, go look me one of things. And I'm not perfect, I'm just a man, that's why me call and you just to keep me strong.
Father, before my mind get mad, better you flip it around and let my mind get mad. Me prefer to work hard every day to achieve me goals. Now I got somebody for them all.
Keep on mind out of my heart. Keep negative out of my thoughts. No one say it's easy to free the wrong way. So Jaja, please guide me every day.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. Hope y'all had a lovely week. Hope y'all had a lovely weekend. My weekend was good. Everything was good. Yesterday. So yesterday we had a match. Dominican University club team against Chico State University. And we knocked them. We beat them 2-0. So today just want to send out a special dedication to Dominican University male club team. Domingo, Mike, Josh, Rafi, yeah, my baby, and everybody else. You know, we had a lovely game. You know, just it was the return leg. So next weekend we are taking on USF, and then the next day we are playing both Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, basically we're going to play Sonoma State and then USF State on Sunday. So I can't wait. You know, we back to our winning ways. That was our first win of the season. We feels good. You know, winning feels good. So man of the match was Matt Carlson, and you know, the players on the score sheet were Josh and Rafi. So kudos, guys. It was a good game yesterday. Good game. I had a lovely time. First and foremost, before I take you to the Premier League or whatever happened over the weekend, I just want to let you know that Manchester United are still sitting pretty on the top of the English Premier League, and they're still 5 points clear above Manchester City. They have 82 points. Manchester City have 77 points. Arsenal got 64 points, followed by Tottenham, who got 59. The title points with Newcastle United, and then Chelsea number 6 with 57 points. At the relegation zone is still Bolton Wanderers, Blackburn Rovers, and Wolverhampton Wanderers. So things ain't changed there much, and you know, just wait and see this weekend how things are gonna be. Are they gonna be the same position? I don't know. Real Madrid still at the top of Spanish La Liga with 85 points. Barcelona trailing them by 4 points. Valencia got 52 points. Malaga at number 4 with 51. Levante at number 5 with 48 points. So the relegation zone is still Racing Santana, Sporting Gijón, and Zaragoza FC. Bundesliga. Oh, it was sad over the weekend at Bundesliga. There were no matches played at Bundesliga. It's because there was a tragedy that happened in the field or during an encounter at the Serie B. So, I don't know, man. I hate starting the show on a sad note, but a tragedy happened over the weekend. Livonos Morisino, at the 25-year-old, who is like a former Italy under-21 defender, he suffered a cardiac arrest during the game against this team. So he passed on. Like, unfortunately, the medic ran out. They gave him. They went to give him attention like 35 seconds after the game. I mean, y'all can go see that video. Y'all can go watch that video on YouTube and just see literally how what happened. Because, I mean, he wasn't tackled or nothing like that. He just went down. He tried to get up. And he went down the second time. He try to get up again. He took like two steps and then he went down, and that was about it. So, you know, rest in peace to Morisino's family. And I mean, I'm just sad to talk about, I mean, that sudden death of that player. It was sad. And Sepp Blatter and the football family, everybody's so sad. Sepp Blatter himself, the FIFA president, didn't have nothing to say. He just said that he was lost of words, and he didn't have nothing to say about that. So, man, rest in peace, dude. Rest in peace. That's all I can say. So from Team Kickoff, you know, we just wish his family, express our deepest condolences. If you're tuned in right now, you listen to the Kickoff. Yeah, my baby, right here every Monday 7 till 8, only on radio.dominican.edu. So FIFA confirmed yesterday that the goal line technology tests are underway, and they're gonna be like, they're really thinking about introducing the goal line technology. If you don't know what goal line technology means, it basically means placing a chip in the soccer ball. So when it crosses the line, then it will let you know if the ball went in or if the ball hasn't gone in. So it will basically, you know, like sound an alarm to the referee or the lineman or the fourth official, and then tell them or just notify them if it's a goal or if it's not a goal. So this debate has been going on for quite a while now, and referees and linemen have been getting decisions wrong, and major decisions that really affect teams, you know. So it's quite unfortunate, because the latest casualties to suffer this fate are Tottenham Hotspurs. They played Chelsea over the weekend. They played Chelsea on Sunday, and Juan Mata scored a goal, which was not, he didn't even score a goal. He didn't go in. Like, it wasn't even close to the line, but the referee awarded the goal, and that was a very decisive point in that game. So it was very crucial and controversial. And like after the game, like everybody was just like, dude, that goal didn't go in. I saw Tottenham players, the goalie went over to the referee to try to talk to him, but he didn't want to hear none of that. So it was just very unfortunate. I mean, I was so mad. I mean, I literally saw Terry telling King to back off the referee, and you know, while he knew what happened, because everybody was screaming for the ball didn't hit the line. And in matter of fact, John Terry handled the, you know, not John Terry, but there was a Chelsea player who handled the ball, you know, like when they were scrambling for it. So it was supposed to be, like a foul, but they didn't give it, and he didn't cross the line. They gave the goal, so they got it really wrong, and that was just so sad. Big things happening this weekday and also over the weekend. El Clasico. This is the moment that every football fan, you know, just waits for. El Clasico, the match between Real Madrid, the second leg, and Barcelona is going to happen this Saturday. So if you didn't know, just remember you had it first from the Kickoff. Watch out for that. It's going to be a huge game, because if Real Madrid win, then that means basically they've, you know, scooped the La Liga. They've taken away the trophy. If Barcelona wins, then that means they've reduced the points of the Spanish La Liga to only 1 point. So that would mean that Real Madrid basically have to win each and every game that's gonna be left for them to play. So that's gonna be huge. I mean, I can't wait. I know I'm gonna be at Sonoma State playing, but I just hope to, you know, just maybe tune in or maybe watch it using my phone, because I got a flashy phone. Nah. Anyways, Champions League also Tuesday, tomorrow, Bayern Munich versus Real Madrid semi-final. That's gonna be huge. Whoever wins is gonna go straight to the final. On Wednesday, Chelsea at home against Barcelona. that is gonna be a big game. I don't know if Chelsea can upset Barcelona, because Barcelona right now are just so good. They're so extraordinary. So I just, you know, we'll just wait and see what's going to happen. You never know. This is football, you know. Things change. And as Essien said, you know, the Chelsea midfielder, he said that Barcelona is definitely beatable. But Lampard said that this is the moment we've been waiting for. This is some payback time for Barcelona. So Lampard just, you know, can't wait for the game, because he thinks that the last time they met, they were unfairly knocked out. You know, same thing happened. The referee got some major decisions wrong. So we just hope that this Champions League semis tomorrow and Wednesday, there's going to be none of that. There's going to, you know, the referee is going to get decisions right. So, I mean, I just hope that Barcelona are not going to be awarded like cheap penalty kicks like, you know, they were awarded on Saturday. So Barcelona, dude, like, this is one of my pet peeves. Like, whenever a team gets a cheap penalty and then they convert it and then they celebrate the goal, I just don't understand. I mean, I don't like that. I'm a player. I like fair play. So whenever decisions go, you know, against you and, like, in a very unfair manner, that is just so unfortunate. So Barcelona they had a penalty spot that wasn't really supposed to be given, because that player didn't foul Pedro, but the referee called it. And, you know, right after the game, Pep Gajolo, the Barcelona manager, said that wasn't supposed to be a penalty, but they gave it. And also, that was a decisive moment in the game, because the score was 1-1, and right after Barcelona scored the penalty, then they went on to win the match. But so if they didn't score the penalty, that means the score would have been 1-1, and right now, you know, Real Madrid will still be sitting pretty, or they will still have, like, what, 6 points on top of the Premier League, or now on top of the Spanish La Liga. So, you know, the referee got it all wrong. Yeah. So about players, you know, just fainting and having heart attacks on the field, some Italian cardiologists say that there's insufficient monitoring of players, you know, of their health and fitness. I mean, I had the same opinion. Like, players, I mean, this has become so rampant now. Like, players just having, you know, cardiac arrest on the field and just having health issues in the field. So I definitely think that something needs to be done. Like, there's some sort of rule that needs to be set by FIFA just to, you know, let players' health be monitored before the game, or just, like, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, so that they can know how fit a player is, or how a player is doing health-wise. Because these players play a lot of games, like, in a span of 1 month, a player can play, like, what, 8 games? And that is a lot, you know? I mean, I only played one game yesterday, and I was like, God damn, I was beat. I was knocked out. So I definitely think that something needs to be done. I mean, players need to be kept, or need to be, you know, enrolled on routine checks with doctors, so that, you know, just their health, like, needs to be checked, and, you know, need to be kept on track, so that no hidden illness could be affecting or nothing like that. So if you're tuned in right now, you remember, you've been listening to The Kickoff, Yeah My Baby, right here every Monday till 7 on your radio.dominican.edu. Don't go nowhere. Lots of things to talk about, like I said, only at The Kickoff.
I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good, I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, and only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good, you feel like velvet rubbing over my skin, and when your hair dances on my chin, wish we were alone, baby, just the two of us. Yes, every move you make gives me a rush. Whoa, oh, wine some more. Show me that love unconditionally. Make believe we're alone, just you and me. Take the problems, leave them behind. Don't let it show. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, that only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good. Whoa, yeah, 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 yeah. Boy, what a vibe. What a vibe, what a vibe. What a night. What a night, what a night, yes. What a night. But yeah, I'd love to wipe the sweat off of your face, but it looks so good, I might have to replace. This moment is magic, so I leave it alone. Until you say, I need time to go home. Oh, oh, oh. Wine some more and show me that love unconditionally. Make believe we're alone, just you and me. Take the problems, leave them behind. Don't let it show. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good when I'm wrapped up in your arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, that only I can talk about. Feel good, yes. Oh, what a night, what a night, yes. What a sweet, sweet night, full of vibes. Oh, what a night, what a night, yes. What a night, yeah.
Ghetto youth for rich, make money. Well, if a hot girl is in now.
Hotted.
Chalice. Smoke some regrets. Center and Westmoreland.
Greds.
Believe.
Hot grabber.
Hotted.
I could take it to Jamaica.
So right now, by the way, we got a major deal. Dominican Radio or Penguin Radio right now is official flagship station for San Rafael Pacifics. So that was a huge deal, like broadcasting live the Pacifics games, the Pacific baseball games. And like all y'all tuning right there, there is a big opportunity for y'all to do something for yourself. The San Rafael Pacifics will be hosting a Pacific Jar Fair on April 28th at San Rafael Community Center, 618 B Street at San Rafael. So come out between 9 and 8:03 p.m. Pacifics front office members will be on hand to answer questions and take resumes. Don't miss on this opportunity to join the Pacific baseball family for the 2012 season. Do the wave and we'll see you there. Don't miss that opportunity, folks. On to the show. Like I said, there's a lot to talk about. Cristiano Ronaldo broke his own record over the weekend. He broke his own Pichichi record. So Pichichi record is like the golden boot award that you're given at the end of season if you got the highest number of goals. So Cristiano Ronaldo broke that record because last season he had 40 goals, and right now, or as of Sunday, last Saturday, he had 41 goals. So he scored a hat trick. I mean, Ronaldo, dude, this is my dude. All right, Ronaldo is good. Messi also did the same thing. He scored 2 goals, and Ronaldo and Messi right now are tied on goals. So It's a huge competition between Messi and Ronaldo. I mean, I can't wait to see who's going to scoop the Pichichi record this season, because Messi and Ronaldo are just out of the world. I mean, I can compare none of those players to him. Cajola right now thinks that Real Madrid is more difficult to beat because they are 4 points just four points above him. So he says that when they were 10 points, then they would have easily beat them. But right now that is like 4 points, they are very difficult to beat. I don't know if it is one of those mind games, which I think definitely it is one of those mind games. You know, when somebody says that, then they want you to kind of, you know, just slouch and sit back and relax and not do your best. That's what I think Ajul is trying to do. But you know how, you know, y'all know how Mourinho is. Mourinho is not that kind of guy who takes compliments and just smiles about him, you know. He'd be taking your compliments, but still he'd be giving you that, you know, that attitude. He'd be like, yo, what's up? You know, it's business. So, Mourinho, El Clasico this weekend, dude. Yo, don't y'all forget that. Real Madrid, Barcelona this weekend. That's a huge game. So, Over the weekend, Barcelona players went to Erika Bidal's house for a barbecue. And y'all should see those pictures. I mean, it was a huge barbecue and everybody had fan. So Erik Bidal, like y'all know, had a liver surgery. And he checked out of the hospital like 1 week ago. So good news is he's doing good. I mean, he's responding to medication well. And he's doing good right now. So that is good. I mean, I'm so happy to hear that. I can't wait to see Abidal back on the field. That's going to be good. So Barcelona still, apart from the El Clasico La Liga, they're going to be taking on Atletico Bilbao Copa del Rey final. That's going to be a huge game because right now Bilbao are a top-notch team. They'll be doing so good right now. I mean, they're in the semis in Europa League and they're still in the finals, Copa del Rey finals. So on the 25th of this month, Barcelona is going to take on Atletico Bilbao. And Javi Martinez said, the Barcelona defender or player said that he's going to dye his hair pink if they win that game. So now if not only they win that game, but if they win any major trophy this season, he's going to dye his hair pink. That is some motivation. I mean, I hope they do win because they deserve to win. A lot of controversy is still in the world of football. Messi or Pele, you know, the legend Pele, the Brazil Pele, says that he came out over the week and said that for Messi to be the very best, he must become better than Neymar. He said that Messi is not the best. Oh, Messi is good right now. He said that everybody's talking about Messi being a star, but he's not the best. So for him to become the very best, he must become better than Neymar. So Pele just thinks that Messi right now is just so experienced, but he's not that, you know, he's not that better like everybody else thinks. So what do y'all think? Yo, the number for the studio is 415-482-3587. I repeat, I can say that again. The number for the studio is 415-482-3587. If you want to get heard, just, you know, call in the studio and share your opinion. What y'all think about what Pele said? I mean, do you think Messi's a star? I think Messi's a star. I think Messi's that kind of, I mean, dude, who's... Neymar is good. He's an upcoming talent, but I don't think he's better than Messi. So, I mean, I think Pele's just got that twisted. I mean, maybe he's just saying that because Neymar is a Brazilian and he's also a Brazilian. So, I mean, you gotta talk good about your compatriot, right? So Maradona came out and just called it out on Pele. He said, Pele, that is stupid for Pele to think that Neymar is better than Messi. So apparently a lot of folks be thinking that I'll be saying that Messi, but Maradona has beef with Pele because they keep on trading, like, you know, this verbal, they have like a verbal war going on, like a cold war, because everything that Pele says, Maradona comes out and disputes it. So That's just the latest of encounters between Pele and Maradona. Maradona saying that, for Pele to say that, that is outright stupid. And there's no star, or there's no football star that you can compare to Messi right now, because Messi is just a top-notch player, and you cannot compare any player to him because he seems like he's out of the world. Yeah, dude. Manchester City, by the way, was fined £25,000 for arriving at the pitch late. So FIFA fined, or UEFA fined, Manchester City because during the encounter between Sporting Lisbon in the Champions League, they arrived at the pitch like a minute late at the Estadio José Alvalade. So that's a lot of money, dude. I mean, I don't know why they arrived late. Apparently, maybe they wanted to make a grand entry, you know. So it's sad, but they will find that. And right now, everybody's talking about Manchester City because of one reason. I'm going to give you that reason when we get back. Don't touch that dial. Remember, you listen to The Kickoff every Monday, 7 till 8. Yeah, my baby, right here, only on radio.dominican.edu.
That's wrong, right?
Putting up resistance,
baby. No resisting me.
Putting up resistance.
I'm coming at the shop and on the razor.
Anytime you need a lover, call on me. I'll be waiting. Anytime you need a lover, call on me. My heart is aching. Call on me. Anytime you want to. Call on me. Baby girl, I want you.
We grew together from way back when. Was 9 and I was
Yeah, my baby. Who does it better like me, dude? See, I told y'all, so I know y'all loving, y'all having a lovely time. Yeah, that's what the show is about. Y'all supposed to have a lovely time the way I'm having a lovely time in the studio. So this was up, yo, folks. When I told you that, you know, a lot of folks be talking about Manchester City. So first and foremost, Nasri, who is the former Arsenal player. I don't know, he just made some funny comment like over the week, and he said that Manchester City are going to win the Premier League before Arsenal. Yeah, Nasri said that. Y'all Arsenal fans, what y'all think about your man Nasri talking smack about Arsenal? Because he don't got no business talking about Arsenal. He left Arsenal a long time ago, right? So, dude, that's one of my pet peeves. Like, I keep talking about players who, you know, leave a team and then they be talking about their former team. And, you know, I mean, instead of them talking nice things, I mean, talking about the good times that they had playing, they be talking smack. They be trash talking. So the former Ghana player insists that, you know, Manchester City are going to lift it before Arsenal. And he gave a shout out. He gave a message to Arsenal fans. He said that, and to you Arsenal fans out there, you better move on with your life. Manchester City are 10 points ahead of y'all. And just support your team and forget about me. So, yo, Arsenal fans, are y'all still remembering Nasri? Do y'all want him back? I don't know why he say that. Maybe y'all just be commenting on his posts. Y'all be sending him messages that, yo, Nasri, come back. Come back. We miss y'all. Dude, we Manchester United fans, we don't do that. I mean, Cristiano Ronaldo left, and that was about it, you know? You got to move on. That's what life is about. Life is about moving on. Do not... Okay, you can remember the past, but do not focus on the past, because the past does not bring you trophies. All right, folks? Yo, Arsenal fans, come on, man. Y'all better move on. Nasri said that. So, all right. I'm going to stop it. I mean, I don't know y'all getting mad, but what y'all think? You remember, you can call the studio right now at 415-482-3587. Balotelli, the man that everybody's talking about right now. I mean, dude, I keep saying that. I think some people are very unfair when it comes to Balotelli, and especially reporters in England, because they be frustrating Balotelli. And right now, he's not sure if he's going to be at Manchester City for another season. He just said that, yo, we just wait and see. I don't know if I'm going to be here next season, but let's just wait and see. But at the moment, I'm a Manchester City player, and I'm not going nowhere. So there is this guy called Frank Isola. Frank Isola is a guy from Goal.com. And he's an American. He's a guy from Goal.com. And he keeps writing negative stuff about Balotelli. So the latest article he wrote, he says that Balotelli does not belong to the world's best domestic league. First of all, I don't understand what he means by saying that Balotelli does not belong in the world's best domestic league. My guess is he's talking about the English Premier League. So, how, I don't understand his idea or what's going on through his head when he says that. But he calls Balotelli reckless, classless, and he's saying that Balotelli might end up ruining somebody else's career other than his own. So, dude, that is very harsh to talk about somebody like, you know, Balotelli, because, I mean, Balotelli is a world-class player. Dude, look at how Balotelli plays. Everybody, if you put Balotelli out there, I know teams are just going to want to grab him. But it's very unfortunate that he's got temperamental issues, but still, he deserves his shot. He deserves his chance. So, this guy, I just think that maybe he's hating on Balotelli because Balotelli, he's getting paid. And he's getting paid a lot of money, folks. I'm not going to tell you how much Balotelli gets at the end of the week, but he's getting a lot of money. He's one of those players that get, you know, pay, get, get, you know, good money like Messi and Ronaldo and stuff. So this guy, Frank, you need to sit down and you need to shush. You know what I'm saying? So if you tune in and if you're listening, yeah, my baby says you need to sit down and shush. Still on Balotelli, that is just foolish. According to me, that's foolish. But there is a bet going on still by gold.com saying that you can bet or you can guess what will Balotelli do next and you can win a prize actually. I don't understand. Why would they have a bet like that? A bet like, what will Balotelli do next? That means they're just like, you know, jinxing Balotelli, or they just want Balotelli to do something, you know, something bad. Most of the time they be talking about Balotelli is, you know, they cannot talk about positive stuff. That, I guess that's what I'm complaining about. You know, why would you not talk about when somebody does positive stuff? Like, for instance, when he goes to a bar and he spends like 10,000 sterling pound, like buying booze for everybody at the club, you know? Or if he goes to a charity and gives like 1,000 or like 10,000 US dollars, when, you know? So they don't talk about that. When Balotelli is being all, you know, philanthropic, nobody talks about that. But when he does something wrong in the field, just something slightly wrong, not even that wrong, but just slightly wrong, he's on everybody's mouth. And every media house in England, in the United States, they be talking bad and they be rubbing it in. And, you know, it's as if they don't know what to report about. So, I mean, it's high time for us to have responsible journalism, just to have responsible reporters out there who write, you know, stuff that represents whatever happened and just represents a player and stuff, or articles that are not biased towards a player. I just said it. That's what I think. What y'all think? Remember, you can call the studio. I just gave you the number a while back, but I'm going to give you it again. 415-482-3587. Tevez scored a hat trick over the weekend. So Tevez is back, y'all. I mean, I'm scared right now. Tevez is back. He scored a hat trick over the weekend, and Aguero scored too. So they beat Norwich City 6-1. That was a big, big game. I mean, I thought they was gonna crumble for another game, but they didn't. I mean, they really put on a magnificent show. So kudos to Tevez. I mean, I'm glad he's back. So Tevez is a good player, you know. So apart from him having the, you know, bad attitude, like, you know, dude, that is one thing with Manchester United. Manchester United, if you, no player can be bigger than the club. If you got a bad attitude, that's what happened. You get kicked out of the team, you know. So Tevez is a Manchester United reject. We don't miss him like Arsenal misses Nasri. But, you know, we moved on, and right now we're at the top of the Premier League, you know. I mean, matter of fact, at the end of the season, Manchester United are going to lift the 20th trophy, and they're going to become the most successful English team in the Premier League. Right now, they're still the most successful because they got 19 trophies, followed by Liverpool, who got 18 trophies. And Arsenal are right there on third. They got what, like 10 trophies, 10 Premier League trophies. So Manchester United are going to have 10 Premier League above Arsenal, which feels so good. I mean, I can just rap. Whenever I say that, I feel so good myself. Right now, dude, Liverpool. Torres left Liverpool a long time ago. But Luis Suarez said that in FA Cup final, because they booked their spot in the FA Cup final. So Luis Suarez came out and said that he can't wait to repeat the World Cup red card that he had on their match, the match between Uruguay and Ghana. Suarez got a red card, and the red card was so, I mean, I guess he took one for the team, but that was on, I mean, I don't know, wait a minute, let me rephrase it for your right. So Suarez prevented a goal from going in between the match between the World Cup match between Uruguay and Ghana, and he literally just handed the ball like the goalkeeper, like with both hands. You can go to YouTube and just Google or YouTube that video. You can find it. The match between Uruguay and Ghana. You lose Suarez prevented that goal from going in, and at the expense of Ghana. Ghana was supposed to go all the way to the semi-finals, and you know Suarez prevented them from going to the semi-finals. It was quite unfortunate because they were given a spot kick after that, and Suarez got a red card. But Asamoah Gyan failed to convert that goal in, so apparently they were knocked out. But it was just so sad. I remember where I was. I was in Denmark that time, and everybody was just rooting for Ghana, and everybody cried. You know, big folks crying big tears, y'all. That says a lot about football when big folks cry big tears. I didn't cry myself, but I really felt so bad the way Ghana was knocked out. So Suarez thinks that he wouldn't mind doing that at the FA Cup final. So it's quite unfortunate that FIFA did not punish him, you know. So coming out and talking like that and, you know, just reminding folks what he did at the World Cup, he's trying to open wounds that healed. So I just think that FIFA should do something about that. FIFA should fine him, like, you know, just make him sit out, man. I mean, who is this dude, man? I don't like this dude. This dude be talking bad, you know. Still on FA rejected Chelsea plea against Ivanovic. So Ivanovic has been banned crucial games. Have been banned like what, 3 games? Because he like fouled on, you know, he was just so violent. He wanted to start a fight again when they played Wigan. So that's you know, that's what's up. If a player is violent, if a player does something stupid, or if he just wants to cause havoc in the game, that's what, you know, football clubs or football bodies should be doing. You know, they should be sitting them out of the game, and they should ban them, because making tackles that are so hard, or making, you know, just wanting to foul a player, you know, just bad intentions. So, I mean, I'm so happy that FA did that, because Ivanovic, that game, man, if you all saw that game, Ivanovic was just so nasty, and that was just an ugly conduct that he had, which reminds me of yesterday, Michael Mutumuri, the DU club midfielder. The referee was just so biased against Dominican University. We didn't get like fouls like Chico State did got. And I mean, I was starting to think that like the referee was rooting for Chico State to win, but we were so good, especially on the second half. Dominican University just dominated the field, and we dominated the game, and we scored 2 goals at you know, during the second half. So it was good. I mean, we defended so well, and everybody just did their part. Cassie was as astounding. Domingo was astounding. Man of the match, Matt Carlson, Josh, Frankie, like everybody was astounding during that game. So, you know, just referees, man. When referees get decisions wrong, I mean, at the beginning of the show, that was always I was talking about, one of my pet peeves. When referees get decisions wrong, it's so bad. You know, it affects the whole team, and you know, the whole team just loses psyche, and they don't play that like they were supposed to, you know. So, you know, yeah, I mean, that's it. I'm gonna pay some bills. Don't touch that dial. When I get back, remember Team Kickoff right here. Don't touch that dial. I'm gonna be back.
Brutality. Every day, them a forget a beating. Babylon, pressure in the youths all day. Them a forget a beating. In the amount of innocent them slay. Got no for them and no police. Them a uniform bad boys. People picking in them well one for destroy. No police. Them a uniform bad boys. Nah, judge and nah sleep. Say no for them and no police. Them my uniform, bad boy. People picking in them well, one for destroy, no police. Them my uniform, bad boy. Them not protect me. So have you ever seen a murderer, murderer? In a uniform, murderer, murderer. With ice and fire around, murderer. And the youths, them want the pressure. People picking in them want the push up on the stretcher. Work so hard for more, and when you're done, you're getting lesser. Boss man, remember, say, are you are the aggressor? Call the police from when them come and see be a dead body that a come at hours later. Serve and protect them now, no. All them want to stand up for roadside and tax people. Waste time a chat but sit belt in a vehicle when the place a runs up evil. Can't offer them a no police. Them a uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well want to destroy no police. Them a uniform bad boys. Nah, judge and nah, sleep. Say no for them a no police. Them a uniform bad boys. People picking in them well want to destroy no police. Them a uniform bad boys. Them not protect me. Yo, I saw them system set up. Some police go join the force, protect revenge. Gawa mota innocent them wet up. That's why crime rate a step up. Crooked cops have to move up on the bench. Straight in a hell them a go end up. Alright, destruction. Some police them not protect we. Them cause corruption. Be a corruption. Them and them crooked dog. Shut out the liquor youth my room me looking at. Them a no police. Them a uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well want to destroy no police. Them a uniform bad boys. Nah judge and nah sleep. Send no for them a no police. Them a uniform bad boys. People picking in them well want to destroy no police. Them a uniform bad boys. Them not protect we. So have you ever seen a murderer, murderer? In a uniform, murderer, murderer. With ice and fire around, murderer. And the youths, them want the pressure. People picking in them want the push up on the stretcher. Work so hard for more and when you're done, you're getting lesser. Boss man, remember say are you are the aggressor. Call the police from when them come and see be a dead body that a come at hours later. Serve and protect them now, though. All them want to stand up on roadside and tax people. Waste time a chat but sit belt in a vehicle when the place a run up evil. Can't offer them a no police. Them a uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well want to destroy no police. Them a uniform bad boys. Nah judge and nah sleep. Send no for them a no police. Them a uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well want to destroy no police. Them a uniform bad boys. Them not protect me. Them a forget a beating. Babylon pressure in the youths all day. Them a forget a beating. For the amount of innocent them slay. Them a no police. Them a uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well want to destroy no police. Them a uniform bad boys. Nah judge and nah sleep. Say no for them a no police. Them a uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well want to destroy no police. Them a uniform bad boys. Them not protect me.
No more time to waste and you know just what to do. Leaving out the old and picking up the new. And there is nothing to replace cause it's all inside of you. Changes. Mind finally awake and you not sleep no more. Now you know the depth of yourself and even more in store. You have been rich and you thought you were so poor. Changes. I can see the rain falling on my window pane. This voice again, no worry about tomorrow, no. We wouldn't feel the same if we could erase the blame. Hear this voice again, go build a better tomorrow, yeah. Seems like there's no justice. Me hear them bawling out for peace. And now all them a practice. Find the code, make we crack this. Now go feel no way. Breaking out today, the system attract this. Corrupt my mind, but you can't touch my soul. Humble as a lamb, but like a lion, me roll. Me not read your script, I me not play your role. Can me see the fool has never been told. So me sing again. I can see the rain falling on my window pane. This voice again, no worry about tomorrow, no. We wouldn't feel the same if we could erase the blame. Hear this voice.
And you know we not go chime them. Eyes wide open so we see between the line them. Treasures well hidden but we know where to find them. Be not afraid, speak what is on your mind them. Motive and clear, very hard to define them. From any indecision here we need to decline them. Take what's yours and leave what is mine them. Living one day at a time them. Yeah, I can see the rain falling on my window pane. Hear this voice again, no worry about tomorrow. No, we wouldn't feel the same if we could erase the pain. Hear this voice again, go feel a better tomorrow. Yeah. No more time to waste, and you know just what to do. Leaving out the old and picking up the new one. There is nothing to replace, cause it's all inside of you. Changes. Mind finally awake and you not sleep no more. Now you know the depth of yourself and even more in store. You have been rich when you thought you were so poor. Changes. I can see the rain falling on my window pane. Hear this voice again, no worry about tomorrow. No, we wouldn't feel the same if we could erase. This voice again, go feel a better tomorrow, yeah.
Yes, Don Corleone, and gentlemen, we earn our future, yeah.
Look at it.
Welcome back. So, like I started the show on a sad note, I feel like this show or this day, I'm dedicating it to Morricini, the player who passed on Saturday. It was just so sad. Rest in peace, Morricini. And news just in, Serie B players are going to wear the number 25 jersey. Because Morricini wore a number 25 jersey for Livorno. So they're going to wear, over the weekend, they're going to wear the number 25 jersey just to commemorate or to honor Morricini. And good gesture by Udinese club, which Morricini was playing for. So Udinese right now say they've given out like a press conference. And they've said that they're going to be looking after Morricini's sister. So Morricini left one sister and Udinese are going to be looking after her. So that is good news. I mean, I'm so happy to hear that. That is why I say that soccer, football is a beautiful game. Like everybody just comes together when needs be. I like that. And Balotelli also has given his condolences to Morricini's family. And he's come out publicly and he said that Morricini's death has really taught him a lesson. And he's like, you know, he's going to be more respectful to his life and he's just going to watch out. I mean, you know, just like I was saying, that players and clubs needs to come up with a way that doctors are going to be monitoring their health so that, you know, they're going to be knowing that what's going on with a player's life or on a player's life. So that is a good thing that Balotelli did. And like every other player out there, they've just sent out their condolences wishes. So still on the same note, Sepp Blatter, like I said, was lost of words and he just forwarded his condolences and he said that, you know, the football family and everybody is just behind Morricini's family. So once again, rest in peace, condolences from the studio. Yeah, my baby right here. And just wish the family all the best. I mean, that's all I can say. Claudio Ranieri thinks that Di Matteo needs to win the FA Cup to become Villas-Boas' successor. So, yeah, I don't know if that's the case, but I mean, I think that Abramovich needs more than the FA Cup. I mean, he's been getting the FA Cup every other season. So, let's just wait and see. Chelsea booked their spot in the FA Cup final and their win kind of was controversial. Their second goal, the matters goal, which didn't go in, they were given the win. So that was sad, but you know, I know Chelsea fans are tuned in right now. Eric Madeng is listening, and I'm sure he's hating on me right now for saying Chelsea didn't deserve to go through the finals, but they did. So, I mean, you know, I'm sure he knows, he understands my frustration, you know. Adebayo thinks that lack of technology in the game is killing the game. You know, I'm inclined to think the same thing. Lack of technology, when such mistakes happen, then you're very much inclined to think that lack of technology is killing the game. So the goal line technology, definitely it's about time. They really need to introduce that. Good news for Arsenal fans, Podolski is going to come to Arsenal next season. So right now they're just brokering the deal between Podolski and Arsenal, but he's very much confirmed that Podolski is going to play for Arsenal next season. So Arsenal, I mean, yeah, the future is bright after all. I mean, that's what they say, light being at the end of the tunnel. So, you know, just have your hopes up. 8 season travelers, you know, don't make it 9 next season, please. I mean, you know, just, but I'm sure, you know, right now Arsene Wenger is trying to sign players that have that experience, because Podolski is a world class player, and he got the experience to make things happen in the club, basically just bring the trophy and everything. Anelka Nicholas, he's not a player no more, or he's a player coach at the moment. So Anelka, he's a manager at the club that he went to in China, and he's a player at the same time. So he's a player come manager. I don't know how he finds time to juggle the two, but I mean, I guess one can do it, because the DU club manager, he's a player too. So Nicholas Anelka, I mean, that's good. He's getting paid. I mean, I feel great whenever a player is making it, you know. So apart from hanging up his boot like Vieira did, at least for the love of the game, he's still playing. Good thing is Samuel Eto'o. Samuel Eto'o is proving critics wrong, and he's really shining at Anzhi in Russia, the club that he went to. And he's saying right now that he thinks that he's really, he's serving like a great example to the African youth, because everywhere he's gone, he's like shown, and you know, he's still like scoring goals, and he's still like right now one of the top-notch players in the world. So that is good, you know, that is good. And you know, a lot of critics, especially in his hometown Cameroon, were saying that he went to Anzhi because of the money, but he came out publicly and he said that it's not for the money. He was rich when he was still at Barcelona, so definitely it's not because of the money, but it's because he likes challenge. He likes to go to a different club and just, you know, to, you know, challenge himself. Like right now he's challenging himself, but unfortunately he's not going to be at Anzhi for like 3 more seasons. He's only going to be there for 2 more seasons. He just said that he's going to see out his contract and then move on. But wherever he's going to go, he's not sure. Maybe he's going to go to end up his career at Mallorca, because in Mallorca in Spain, that's where he came from. So we're going to see how that's going to be. But good example from Samuel Eto'o, y'all African players out there. So if you're listening out there, just remember that Eto'o tells you to keep striving for success. You know, do not have that rigid mind. Don't have that mind that says that, you know, yo, I'm content with wherever I'm at. You know, just do your best and the rest is going to take care of itself. So just to remind you, tomorrow, Bayern Leverkusen are playing Real Madrid in the Champions League semi-finals, folks. It gets no better than that. That is football for y'all. Barcelona are going to be away against Chelsea on Wednesday. That is going to be a huge game. Y'all really need to watch that game. I mean, I can't wait. I feel excited for this week. And on Saturday, Barcelona against Real Madrid. That is going to be a huge El Clasico encounter. Yeah, I really need to watch that game. I just feel so excited for this week. And this week, we have... personally, I have a lot of going on right now. After my show, I got like a huge presentation, which like I really have to knock out, you know. Like I really slept late last night preparing for my presentation. I hope it's going to go great. On Saturday, we have a board dance. I know all Dominican students can't wait for the board dance, you know, going to dance on a boat in the middle of the sea. That is going to be awesome. I can't wait for that. My fans who tune in, Eric Madenge all the way from Kenya, Faraj all the way from Saudi Arabia, my number one fan, my babe, Selamwania, love you, thanks for tuning in. My Nyanki, my family, my dad and mom, thanks for tuning in again. Kena and everybody else who tune in, forgot to mention you next time. And you know, it's fun, it's been real. Thanks for tuning in, but you know, we out of time. And I gotta go eat because I'm hungry. Remember, y'all been listening to The Kickoff. Yeah, my baby, right here every Monday 7 till 8. Only on radio.dominican.edu. Have a lovely week, folks.
She want it straight up, the clothes and the seek up. Pull up her hair and mess up the makeup. That's how we roll when we push it and take it to the limit. She want full payment, she no want no credit. The full installment, me make sure if it's set it. She send me exquisite and she want me up in it. So me, yeah, me love how you holding it tightly. Love how you moving it rightly. Set the pace and run this whole nightly. No time for waste, I'm lacing it nicely. Lace, we are laces, we nice up. How we have my pain and my stress. Make me iron on my brain like my sets. Put money here, what me saying, girl, you're priceless. No time for waste, girl, and time for the niceness. Lace, we are laces, we nice up. Lace, we are laces, we nice up, none at all. Girl, me love how you're holding it tightly. Love how you moving it rightly. Set the pace and run this whole nightly. No time for waste, I'm lacing it nicely. Lace, we are laces, we nice up. Lace, we are laces. We no cuggle and tickle.
Whoa, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. All right. Whoa. Say she love my style, the way I profile, and she spat me out from over 4 mile, and she want to know if it would be worthwhile for her to leave me the number to her mobile. And baby girl really look like the real thing, so you know she had me calling by the evening. Now she's on her knees begging and she pleading, and it's clear what she needing is some good love. Say she needs it harder, say she needs it longer. Find me smart and she find me interesting. Good loving is what I'm investing.